Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. What is up, my fellow dreamer, doer, and entrepreneur? It is great to have you inside the Every Day is Saturday community. It is Thursday, February 27th. I am fired up, ready to deliver the greatest motivational message you ever heard in your entire life. But before we get going, I want to just remind you that if you are not subscribed to the Everyday Saturday Show, what is up, man? Seriously, do you need some help? I mean, should you go see somebody for this disease you have of not subscribing to number one motivational podcast on planets or something? Let's get you some help. Or you can just go to everydaysaturday.com, click on the podcast button. You'll see all the episodes there every day. And then make sure you hit the subscribe on iTunes. And would you do me a huge favor? Do us, you and me, because we're cool, right? I mean, I almost feel like we're besties now. We've been chatting like this for the longest time. Can you head on over to iTunes and leave a great review for the Everyday Saturday Show? Seriously, now I'm going to be serious, okay? Because I'm serious every now and again. There's somebody out there that's hurting right now. They just went through a nasty divorce. They just broke up with their significant other. They just got laid off at a job, or they got downsized, or they were told they're not good enough. Maybe somebody out there is feeling maybe a little out of shape, and they feel they're not good enough. They don't look like they used to 10 or 20 years ago. Maybe somebody's walking out of their corner office with a cardboard box of their belongings that they've had for 20 years. They need to hear a show of hope, of inspiration, letting them know that, hey, your best day starts today. It doesn't matter where you've been, all right? It's not that we don't care about the trials and all the adversity that you've had to go through. It's not that. It's that we understand that you can start right now, and you can create a completely different lifestyle, something completely different. That's what we're going to talk about today, redefining you. You're the actor. You're the actress in your own play. Life is just a play. You get to act. Isn't that awesome? But before I get into today's show, on a serious note, people out there that are hurting, they got to know that it's okay to be swimming upstream. It's okay to be abnormal. Give us a 5-star review. Just go to iTunes. It literally takes 5 seconds. Go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, leave a nice comment, and encourage people to listen to the show, because they are going to remember the day they plugged into the Everyday Saturday Show. So let's get going. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of Everyday Saturday. I want to read an email I got from Nicole Ferris in Japan. Japan. I had to check the old Every Day is Saturday globe to find out, just to make sure I understood where Japan was, because I don't think it's near Cincinnati. You know, if I had to guess, I'm going to say I'm not anywhere within driving distance of Japan. But check this out. This is a great email. Dear Sam, a few weeks ago, I had a wake-up call. My best friend informed me that I was once a bright, positive woman that had become bitter due to life setbacks. Just like you, I had embarrassing financial setbacks and unrewarding jobs. I felt ashamed of myself for not reaching my full potential. And how would my family and my friends, how they viewed me? Well, no more! ! I've decided that I need to change my thinking in the efforts of changing my life. Your podcast has fired me up. I've decided to become that successful inventor and author that I've dreamed of being. Through your podcast and thoughtful insights, I feel renewed. Today, I'm on a journey of not reinventing myself, but reevaluating me, taking stock and accountability. God, I love it, man. Love it! In my 30-plus years on this planet, you're still young. I've traveled and lived in over 20 countries. started a business, closed a business, learned languages, and am now living in Japan again. For far too long, I focused on my failures. Now, I am fired up to only focus on my successes and learn from my failures to be even more successful mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. I look forward to tweeting you on Twitter and sharing like-minded moments with fellow followers. Thank you. It is 1 p.m. Thursday, February 27th in Tokyo, Japan. But to me, it is Saturday. Sincerely, Nicole. Hey, Nicole, what can I say? That's an amazing email, but it's even more of an amazing realization that you've come to. Self-discovery, you know, and people. I'll tell you what, man. I love your friend. You know why she's your best friend? I don't know if it's a she or he. I'm just assumed it's a she. But you know what? That first sentence, my best friend informed me that I once was a bright, positive woman. Listen to that. That's a friend. That's a friend. See, your friends tell you what you need to hear. Most other people just tell you what you want to hear. You know what I mean? It's like a good friend is going to tell you, yo, shake out of it. You used to be this bright, vibrant woman. What happened to Nicole? Where'd she go, man? We want you back. You know why? Because I wanted to spend more time with you when you were that person. Because it didn't matter how much money you had in your bank account. I didn't care what kind of car you drove. None of that stuff mattered. I just want Nicole back. And here you are, your best friend telling you that. Have you ever had somebody say that to you? Do you listen? Or do you just be like, well, yeah, you don't know my problem. You don't know my story. You don't know my story, you see. My story's better than your story, or worse than your story, rather. Can we play a game called Who's More Miserable? Ding, 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 ding. I got cut off in traffic today. My boss yelled at me. I've got my report that's 2 days overdue, and nobody respects me at work. And I've got to go out tonight with somebody I don't even really like, and I've been trying to break up with him, her, for the longest period of time, and I just don't know how to do it. Who's more miserable? Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, well, you don't know me. I got caught and my flight was delayed today, and I was on my way back from Tampa, Florida. I had to play golf in a match. I didn't even feel, didn't have my A game with me, and shot 10 over par. And, of course, the boss was there. I had to impress him. I never let him win. I actually had to let him win today. And then had to go to a cocktail party. My suit wasn't ready in time. And, oh, my gosh, this traffic just kills me. Stock market's down. I think I lost $5,000 today in the market. Got to go home to the old ball and chain and go to the kids' recital tonight. Oh, boy.
Come on, man. People don't want to be around that. Imagine being around. Imagine if that was a podcast you were listening to every day. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Shake yourself. Nicole, that's a great email. Thank you so much for sending that. Not because of any other reason that, you know how many people you just helped? That I was able to read that email to all of the hundreds and thousands of listeners all around the world of the Everyday Saturday Show. They get to now live another day knowing that it's okay. It's okay to get a wake-up call. You know, it's okay to have embarrassing financial setbacks. It's okay to have unrewarding jobs. You know what I mean? It's okay. But it's not okay to stay there. You know, realizing that, man. Do a self-evaluation on yourself tonight. Would you want to hang around with you? I bet if I asked Nicole that question, say, hey, yo, Nicole, would you have wanted to hang around you a month ago, a year ago? I mean, honestly, no. No. What do you think you're attracting into your life by being that person that's having the pity party for yourself? Who do you think you're attracting? You're attracting what? The junk food. Remember the junk food analogy? Junk food is pity, and pity is junk food. Do you know why? Because it takes 15 minutes and the hunger's still there. Give you an example. Oh, I feel horrible. Really? You lost $500 in that business? Oh, I feel bad. Give me a hug. Let's hug it out. Little bromance here. Come on, bub. Come on. Let's hug it out. You feeling good? Oh, that feels good. Yeah, let's hug it out. Oh, there you go, buddy. There you go. Whoop, whoop. Get back on that horse, but not too soon. I don't want you to get your hopes up. Feel good, right? For 15 minutes. Hey, I'm hungry, man. I'm starving. What time's dinner? Well, not for another hour. Oh, give me that bag of Doritos. It'll fill me. Oh, okay. Yeah, here you go. Down that. Oh, how about some pretzels? Cool. Awesome. Fire back a Mountain Dew. Oh. Oh, 15 minutes later, jeez, I don't feel so good now. It filled me up for about 15 minutes. Same thing with pity. You don't want a pity party. When you go bad, if you want pity and you like that crap, why don't you just go, here's what you got to go do. Buy the biggest flipping bag of Doritos as you can. Something that seriously would fill up a walk-in closet. Just down them all. And then go get a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew and just guzzle it, man. And get all that orange and yellow and sugar and all that stuff mixing together in your mouth. And then make its way down the esophagus, right down into the stomach, man. And you let me know how that feels, because that's what pity feels like. We don't want to fail, but we fail. But the last thing you need is somebody saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Hey, look, I like that people are empathetic, right? But I don't want to wallow in that misery. I tell people, hey, man, I'm sorry that happened. But let's put it in perspective. You know, have you just been told you got 30 days to live? Okay, then anything else can be fixed, all right? Are we cool? So anyway, hey, great catching up on Twitter, everybody, as well. The shout-outs are awesome. Emails are flying in. I only read one. Get a million of these things, man. It's just, I love it. I love it. I love the fans. You guys are fantastic on the Everyday Saturday Show. Let's talk about you and this play called life. You know, life's just a play, right? We're just out there acting every single day. The beauty of being an entrepreneur is you get to be free to be who you want to be. Now, even if you have a job, you can be that person. Here's what a lot of people don't realize, and I'm fascinated that this escapes most employees. You run your own business even when you're inside the workplace. Now, granted, that little cubicle. I'm sorry, I misspoke. When you're inside that cubicle, you can design that, okay? You don't need to have it look like the person next to you. You know, the person that microwaves the macaroni and cheese in the lunchroom at noon and then brings it out and you about dry heave because you got to smell it every single day. That person. You got to be that person. But seriously, especially if you're in something like sales that requires any type of selling, you run your own book of business within that business. The beauty is you don't got to go out and chase. The company gave you a roof over your head. This is the way I used to look at sales, man. This is why I loved it so much until I hated it so much and I wanted to go do my own thing. But while I was there, the way I looked at it was this. You're giving me a roof over my head. Cool. You're giving me, I get to work in an air-conditioned office when it's 95 degrees out. Okay. I get to get into a heated office when it's 19 below out. Okay. I gotcha. And I get the use of your phone lines, your fax machine, your copy machine, your Wi-Fi, your internet, all that stuff. I get all that, right? All right, cool. Yeah, I get that. Now, I understand all the politics and all the crap that goes with it, but this is only part-time. This isn't full-time. You understand that, right? Only if you want to make it a death sentence, you know, for life, do you got to stay in a job. But while you're there, you might as well understand you're running your own business in there, and you get to act. You get to be the actor. You get to be the actress. You get to be whoever you want to be, only for a short period of time. When you're out in front of the customer or the client, you got to impress somebody. You get to be that person. I can't even tell you. I was in outside sales. I'd walk in. I knew I'd mentally prepare myself. There'd be times in Buffalo, New York, you can imagine the weather, right? There'd be times we'd get 2 feet of snow during lunch. 2 feet of snow during lunch. And instead of the boss saying, hey, everybody take the rest of the day off, okay? Don't get out of here right now. This is dangerous weather. 2 feet of fresh snow falling in and out. Hey, instead, hey, be careful out there. Good luck on the call. Okay, yeah, all right. Good luck not dying, I think is what he meant to say. But while I was on that call, sometimes I'd step in an ice. There's nothing worse than stepping through what you think is a frozen mud puddle, and it's barely frozen with ice, and your foot goes through it. And then you go into a sales call with a wet, frozen foot that feels like somebody just set it in a block of ice. And then you got to go have a conversation, sometimes a confrontation with somebody. I'm spending too much money with you guys. My rates are going up. Yeah, hey, I'm not worried about you, dude, because I'm sitting here literally. I think I've got toes at the end of my foot, but I can't even tell you for sure. They're that frozen from the ice mud puddle I just stepped in. So whatever you're blabbing about, I can't even focus right now. But if I understand you correctly, you're mad at me or for some reason. Just have fun, man. You know, you get to be this person. You get to be on. You get to be the greatest salesperson in the world, if only for 30. You only got to take their crap for 30 minutes, right? Maybe less, maybe 10. But you get to be on. And when you're on, people want to be around you. You know, imagine this individual Nancy described many years ago, the vibrant, excited person, would walk into that type of appointment with a client and absolutely crush it. Because you only got to be that person for 20 minutes, an hour, whatever. Who cares? 2 hours. Who cares? It's temporary, okay? Most of the time, it's less than 30 minutes. You got to be on. And I mean on your game. But no, we can't do it. We complain. Talk about everything that's not going well. Yeah, but we didn't get the good leads. Didn't get the good leads, Sam. See, he, she, they're teacher's pets. And, you know, they got the good leads. You want to see a great movie? Glengarry Glen Ross. Oh, man. That's so many quotable lines in that movie with Alec Baldwin, Jack Lemmon, Al Pacino. Oh, man. Ed Harris is great. It's great. I can't even quote half of them. But you talk about the leads. They got the good leads. You got the old salesperson, Jack Lemmon, who's trying to get – he's just getting pushed out of the business. And then you got the great one. I think it was Al Pacino who got the Glengarry leads. And then Alec Baldwin was the slave driver. First place, whatever it was, new Cadillac. Second place, steak knives. Hey, what's your name? You, that's my name. Anyway, back at it. You only got to be in this play for a little while. What about being around other people? You know, does that give you some anxiety? Eh, I got to go out to dinner with this person. I don't really like them. You only got to go to dinner with them. You don't got to go down the altar with them. You just got to go to dinner with them. Right? Whatever situation you find yourself in, because this is from yesterday's email. We had an email yesterday saying, Sam, can you talk about how you dealt with the toxic workplace and the toxic environment? I hated it. I mean, listen to me right now. We're 16 minutes into the show, whatever it is, 20 minutes into the show right now. I don't know. Do you think I'm somebody that thrives in an organized atmosphere with taking orders? Come on. I joined the Army for a day. One day, I'm in the Army. I go to Pittsburgh. I dropped out of Penn State in 1988. You know the story, right? I just stopped going to class in January, February. Finally dropped out in May because my buddy, who was also a dropout, gave me this great career advice of you need to drop out before you fail every class because incompletes look better on your college record than Fs. That ought to be the title of some sort of course. Incompletes are better than Fs. And that was the advice I got from a 20-year-old stoner at Penn State. So I dropped out, and I thought, well, what's everybody else do when they drop out? You either go back to your hometown and work at a gas station pumping gas, or you join the Army. So I joined the Army. Seemed like a good idea. Flew to Pittsburgh for my physical, and the night before was standing against the wall with my leg up, holding me up against the wall. And this Army sergeant or something comes up, Crowley, get your leg off the wall. We don't stand like that in the United States Army. Like, yeah, I'm not in the Army yet, sir. Oh, imagine that. Imagine a 20-year-old telling you that. I mean, what an idiot I was. If I was him, I would have just punched me in the head and just kept walking. What was I going to do? I mean, nobody would have said anything. He goes, oh, what's your name? Crowley. You're going to Fort Jackson, South Carolina? Awesome. I got a buddy down there. We'll remember you. I'm like, oh, I don't think that's I don't think that's a good thing. But I got out, man. I got out because I can't take orders. Okay, so you can imagine, like, oh, how'd I get out? But you're probably wondering how I got out. Well, I was supposed to go into military intelligence, okay, which to me is an oxymoron. I am not military, and I'm certainly not intelligent. And so the next day, I failed every test they gave me, and it was kind of like, you know, an interview where you go in, and seriously, it was a 6'10 dude and me in an office. It was like 8x10. And he is the most intimidating guy to this date still that I think I've ever met. And he asked me a bunch of questions that somebody intelligent would be able to answer quite easily, and I whiffed on every one of them, probably because I drank all night the night before as well. And so he's like, hey, bad news for you there, bub. You ain't going into military intelligence. I was like, oh, all right. Well, hey, I mean, this was cool. You know, I enjoyed my time down here. Pittsburgh's a nice city. You know, I enjoyed it. Sorry I can't meet up with you guys. He goes, whoa. You're not out of the Army. You're just going to get reassigned. I was like, whoa, to you. What are you talking about? I thought I was going into military. He goes, no. You can be a cargo specialist, a food specialist. I'm like, cargo specialist? Huh. What exactly is cargo specialist? He goes, you know, work on the docks and load to ships, whatever the hell that is or something like that. I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't like to really lift anything. I'm 160 pounds soaking wet right now. And food specialist, what exactly would that be? He's like, well, you cook. Be a cook in the Army. You cook for your soldiers. I'm like, yeah. Aside from toast, I don't really cook anything, so I really can't imagine a scenario that would see me enjoying cooking for anybody. I don't even think you'd want me cooking. Well, we can teach you how to do it. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. But anyway, hey, look, you guys have been great. Good luck, you know, with everything you do. I'm heading back to Bradford, PA, and I'm going to go back to the bar and kind of talk to my buddy, see what's next. So long story short, I was out of the Army, and legally, I mean, I'm not a defector right now. I'm not hiding out in Toronto or anything. It's legal that you don't get what they tell you that you're going to get. You don't have to go in the Army. And I think, honestly, it was best for everybody. 1988 was not my best year. So I ended up going to Florida, becoming a stockbroker, and partying for 2 more years, and then really settling down. And here I am. The point is, I hated order, structure, couldn't take orders from anybody. Not even that sergeant. So when I went into a job, I had to learn I'm in a play. I get to join the big play of life, which I want you to do. Have fun, man. Enjoy it. You know, we're in a play. What are you getting so uptight about stuff, you know? Well, my boss wants that paper. Well, then give her the paper. Give him the paper. What's the big deal? Have fun with it, man. Well, I don't do well in a room full of people. I don't like, well, just have fun. You don't need to be. See, here's the thing. There is Joe Smith, and then there is Joe Smith. You understand what I'm talking about? No. Please explain, Sam. Okay, here's what I'm talking about. There's Joe Smith, the anxiety-ridden individual who still needs to work on himself a little bit, but eventually he'll get there, but he still doesn't think he's good enough to pull all this stuff off, and he's certainly not as crazy and blasted in the head as this Crowley guy is, so he doesn't feel as though he's got enough personality to go through this play called life. Okay. That's fine. I'm not going to, I'll give you that. Okay. I'll give you that. Okay. Then there's Joe Smith. Joe Smith is the alter ego. Joe Smith is the Superman. Joe Smith is the person that goes into the phone booth before he has to be on. And then he comes on and he's got the cape and he's ready to crush it, if only for 20 minutes, because nobody knows the real other Joe Smith. You understand? It's beautiful. When I finally figured out the play of life, it allowed me to do crazy stuff like what I'm doing right now, screaming into a microphone and speaking to millions of people all around the world, all in the name of making every day Saturday. Because there's Sam Crowley, and then there's Sam Crowley. Now, when I'm at the dinner table with my wife and kids, I'm not allowed to necessarily be this individual. I try, and I do manage to be that person a lot. But when I'm this person in real life, which I am all the time, by the way, if you ever see me at a live event or anything, you know I'm the same personality. But like my daughter, who's going to be 13 next month, walks ahead of me at least. Like when we're in the mall, I'm trying to think how many, let's measure it by car lengths. Let's say a Toyota Corolla. You could put 4 of those between myself and my daughter, Madeline, right now, because that's how much she's embarrassed that I'm going to say something to a stranger, which is simply, hey, how's it going, buddy? That's it. Face turns red. She can't stand it. She's a complete introvert, just like her mother. We're going to dinner tonight. It's the Crowley 16-year wedding anniversary tomorrow, February 28th. Thank you very little. I appreciate that. So Angela and I are going to dinner tonight at Trios here in Cincinnati, and we're celebrating 16 years. And the best part of it is we're not bringing our kids, which is always makes for the best dinner. You know what I mean? So my wife is a complete introvert, complete. Like, I'll be at dinner tonight, striking up conversations with everybody around, having a good time, joking. Hey, what's your name? I always want to get the waiter and the waitress's name. Loved it. My wife just, oh, God, can we just please, can you not be on? She asked me that before. Can you not be on tonight? I'm like, how can I not be on? This is the play. I get to go into the play now. They're expecting me, hun. They're expecting me in the restaurant tonight. They're expecting Sam Crowley. The reservation's been made. Have fun, man. Just have fun with life. Can you do that? Can you have a good time? Because pretty soon you're going to not be breathing, man. You know, it's like, oh, I'm turning old. Hey, it beats not having a birthday, right? Come on, have fun. Just have fun in the big play called life. Keep the tweets coming. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Shoot me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. I'll read it on the air here. And if you got a suggestion for the show, let me know as well. Send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com, and we will put your topic, give you full credit for it, and have the best day
ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.